People in Gary Carr's family have been playing the double bass for 7 generations. Nobody, though, made their career playing solo. Then, in 1962, Leonard Bernstein invited the 20-year-old Gary Carr to play his bass on national television. A career was launched. For the next 4 decades, he schlepped his huge instrument all around the globe. He played concertos. He played recitals. Getting to the gig could be half the battle. On planes, he started out buying 2 seats, one for him, one for his 6-foot-tall bass. Then things began to change. It started when the airlines installed new armrests. They made it impossible for his bass to fly coach. Today we continue our occasional series, Musicians at Work. Here's Gary Carr describing in his own words life with a bass fiddle.
When they put the armrests in, I started flying first class. I would phone ahead, and there are about 6 different meals you can get, kosher, vegetarian, etc. And I would order them for Mr. B. Fiddle. So I always got my 2 meals. Well, one time I was walking around Chicago in O'Hare Airport, and over the intercom I hear, "Will Mr. B. Fiddle come to the United Airlines counter? Mr. B. Fiddle." And the agent looked at me, and then he looked at the bass. He said, "Which one of you is Mr. B. Fiddle?" Then he said, "I just to inform you that we ran out of kosher meals. Would you like another alternative?" And then what they did in first class, they put the seats closer together so that there wasn't even room in first class to put the bass. So I was forced to place it below. The first bass that I got was from my teacher who had it for 55 years. It was a beautiful old Italian instrument that had a gorgeous carved lady in place of the scroll on the top of the instrument. And I was flying into Indianapolis. As the bass came off the aircraft, it fell off that moving ramp from the cargo door, fell 2 stories to the ground, and I saw it happen. So when it came around on the carousel, they stopped the carousel, and I took the lid off the box, and there was my instrument, totally decapitated. I had another bad experience, and that was with the famous Amati bass that I referred to as Kusi, flying into Columbus, Ohio. By then, I had a wonderful fiberglass case made for the instrument that had traveled around the world many, many times. I had seen it dropped and nothing ever happened, so it seemed to be really foolproof. The bass was put into the luggage cart that they take to the plane with all the other bags. And the neck of the instrument, the top part of the instrument, was sticking out of the cart on the right-hand side. And the driver of this long train of carts was going very fast. He came around the corner of a building, and the neck caught the corner of the building and it popped it right off. Ticket agent saw how sad I was and said, "Gee, I don't know what to say." And I said, "Well, it's such an old instrument. It's such a shame for something like this to happen." And he said, "How old is it?" And I said, "It's almost 400 years old." He said, "400 years old? Well, now you can buy yourself a new one." I think I was pretty lucky, I mean, considering the fact that I've been traveling for 40 years. Probably averaged 3 flights a week during that time, and I only had 2 accidents. Fortunately, the damage on both basses were irreparable. The great Amati, in fact, I think the bass was improved after I had the neck replaced, and it sounded much better after that. So the ticket agent was right. All my life, I mean, people always, when they saw me wheeling my bass down an airport corridor, there would be people who would make a remark that they thought was original and hysterically funny. Wow, why didn't you take up the piccolo? But I have to comfort myself in the fact that there's someone always worse off than I, and you're not going to believe this. My sister didn't play the bass. She wanted to play something larger, so she took up the harp.
In 1962, Leonard Bernstein asked Carr to play the Elephant Waltz for a national broadcast. Carr refused. He said the piece was ugly and demeaning to elephants. Bernstein listened. Carr got to play the Swan instead. That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott.